The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now, here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Good morning and welcome to Age-Wise Living. Thank you all so much for joining us today on this first day of December 2009. And I know I've been saying this every month, but how did we get here so fast? I mean, I just realized today that at the end of next week is the first night of Hanukkah, and then in 3 weeks it's Christmas, and then in 4 weeks it's 2010, which is going to take a lot of getting used to writing, but it is just so amazing, and but it's cold here in the Northeast, and so it's very exciting. Anyway, I am your host, Barbara Friesner, and my company is Age-Wise Living, and I am a generational coach. And as a result of over 25 years as an elder caregiver, initially for my grandmother and then for the past 17 years for my mother who had dementia, I know how overwhelming and confusing and emotional and exhausting elder care can be. And it just breaks my heart to see families struggle to do one of the most loving things they can do, which is taking care of their aging parents. And that's why I started my company, Age-Wise Living, and became a generational coach, to help other families as they navigate their way through elder care and make it as easy for them as possible and really build relationships and have the time that they have with their parents the best it can possibly be. Now, as a generational coach, I work with the families, only the families, never the seniors. And I work with families who are struggling to help their aging parents resolve critical elder care issues. As a coach, I help them to know what to do, but more importantly, I think, I coach them on how to communicate effectively with their parents so their parents will willingly do what is in their best interest, too. And that's usually the hard part. A lot of times you know what the answer is, you just can't get your parent to agree to do it or even agree to talk about it. So as a coach, we even script out what needs to be said so that they can really communicate effectively. And ideally, if there are a number of siblings, and usually the siblings are spread out all over the country, we work together, and I work with them by conference calls because all generational coaching is by phone. But sometimes it's only the caregiver, and it's usually the daughter, either because she's the only child or because there are other siblings or maybe cousins or stepsisters or brothers or whatever. But she's doing all the work, and either she's not getting support or they're actually sabotaging her efforts. So I coach her on how to get her siblings to either help or at the very least not sabotage the efforts. But regardless of the situation, our main objective is to do what's in the best interest of their parents and together to confront the issues and not each other. In addition, I am an adjunct professor at Cornell University where I teach senior housing management. I write a free weekly newsletters with lots of great articles about really important issues affecting seniors and their families. And I write a monthly column for the National Association of Baby Boomer Women and a monthly column for Caregiving in America, which is a monthly national magazine. And one of the things that I love to do is do speeches and workshops, and I do those all over the country, and I'd love to do it all over the world. So, you know, if you have any need, give me a call. I'm also the creator of the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, which is a program for people who have ever said to themselves, just tell me what to do and tell me how to do it. I, you know, leave out all the rest of the stuff. Just tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. And tell me how to get my parents to willingly do what needs to be done and how to get my siblings on board. And that's exactly what the Ultimate Caregiver Success System is. I've taken my 25 years of personal experience and 10 years as a generational coach and created this very practical, usable package. And since it's on sale for the holidays, it's $100 off the regular price, so makes a great holiday gift. And if you want information about the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, just go to agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com. So, speaking of gifts, now that's a great gift for siblings or people that you know who have elder care issues, but as a great gift, what are you getting your aging parents for the holidays? Good question. I mean, at this point in their lives, hopefully your parents are getting rid of things. So the last thing they need is more stuff. So what do you get them for the holidays? That's something that they'll want and something they'll enjoy and not just more clutter. Well, in answer to that, we have a fun show for you today because my guest today is Lori Pollack-Kinlan, who just wrote an article about great creative gifts for the holidays, and she's going to be sharing all that information with you. And Lori, and let me see if I can get her name without murdering her last name again, Lori Pollack-Kinlan.
Yep.
There you go. Thank you. Is a full-time writer and blogger. Her work has appeared in magazines such as Reader's Digest, Women's Day, Health, Writer's Digest, MSN Health, and more. She created and maintains a series of quips and tips blogs, and these, I'm going to give you more information later about how to get onto them, but they are such fun. So one is Quips and Tips for Successful Writers, one is Quips and Tips for Achieving Your Goals, and one is Quips and Tips for Couples Coping with Infertility. And she's also a feature writer for Psychology Suite 101. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you for having me, Barbara. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, I am so excited to have you. It certainly is a timely topic because obviously people are now trying to figure out what do I get my parents. So, and I know that you've just written this article about great creative gifts for aging parents, and you asked a lot of people for ideas. So let me start with something that hopefully will be fun and funny. What are some of the worst ideas you received?
The worst ideas? You want to start with the worst ones? I thought you'd want to start with the absolute best.
All right, let's start with the absolute best.
No, I'm ready.
Best idea.
No, we'll go with the worst. One of the worst ones I researched that somebody suggested was buying a coffin or a gravestone or a cemetery plot for your loved one. So I guess it depends on the person you're giving the gift to. If this would reassure your senior parent or your elderly parent that they don't have to worry about their money going to pay for cemetery plots or their headstone, then maybe that would be a good gift. But my first thought was, That's an awful idea. It's an awful way to say I love you by giving.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
I understand what you're saying, and yes, but somehow, I don't know. Nothing says I love you like a coffin.
Right. It seems very morbid and very death-oriented, and that's not something that is good for Christmas. At Christmas time, you want to celebrate love and joy and laughter and happiness, not necessarily, you know, what's going to happen to my body after I die and where am I going to be buried. But again, it does depend on your elderly parent. My grandma, who's now passed, she was always very concerned about not spending too much money because she knew she'd have to pay for, or she wanted to pay for her funeral expenses and her coffin and, you know, all of that. She didn't want us to be burdened with that. So looking back, I don't know if I would have given it to her as a Christmas present, but I think she would have been very relieved to know that that was taken care of for her.
Well, and that's a good point, and I think certainly, maybe as a gift from the parents to the kids saying, I've taken care of all of this. I don't know. That one I'll have to think about for a while. What are some other really bad ideas?
Lotions, powders, and perfumes. Like, because elderly people often are drowning in clutter, depending on the person, of course, but giving them more perfume or more hand lotions, more bath oils isn't a good idea. I think that's one of the worst things to give them. And small print books. Of course, many elderly people have trouble reading, and your eyesight gets worse as you age. So anything that is in small print, even a magazine subscription, a yearly or a monthly magazine subscription that is a small print magazine isn't necessarily a good idea.
Yeah, because most of them come in large print. And I know that for myself that as I am making my on my computer screen the type bigger and bigger and bigger, because I'm not that old, but it's still I have trouble reading it. So yeah. Any other great bizarre ideas?
Yeah, this one was one of the absolute worst was, I think, though, and I'm not going to name a specific company, but one person suggested that you could hire someone to, or hire a company to write letters to your elderly parents. So you would give the company all the information about your family and about the elderly parents and about how your life is going, and then that company would write a monthly letter and send it to your loved ones. And that way it relieves you of the burden of having to write a letter to your loved one every month, but yet you know that they're getting a letter, a regular letter.
Okay, but then what if they write back? Who do they write back to? That's bizarre. I mean, because if you're going to tell them what's going on, you'd need to continue to tell the company what's going on, and if you're going to do that, why don't you just write your parents?
Because maybe a quick phone call, you pick up the phone and you say to company X, you know what, my grandma sent me my letter back and she wants to know how if baby Joe there got over their cold. And so, yeah, just tell her baby Joe is feeling fine. I did get my promotion and we're going to go on holidays in Hawaii next month. And then, so that will take you 5 minutes, 10 minutes to make that phone call. And then the company would write that up for you and maybe add a little bit about the weather, because that's not something that you have to tell. Like, anyone can find out what the weather is in a specific place, right? So you could write a little bit about the weather, where the loved one is living, you know, where the person who hired you lives, and send it like that. Like, just include that information, just the basics.
Okay, well, those are some very interesting ideas. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break, because when we come back, then we're going to start looking at some really good ones.
Those
are some bizarre ones. Right now, we're going to stop here for a short break, and this is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age-Wise Living. And our guest today is Lori Paula Kenlon, and when we come back, she's going to give us lots more creative and useful good holiday tips. To read Lori's Quips and Tips, and to read her great blog series, just Google Quips and Tips for Achieving Your Goals. That's all you do. Google Quips and Tips for Achieving Your Goals, and it'll come right up. I also want to remind you that if you're looking for a great gift for someone with elder care issues that tells them what to do and how to do it, I urge you to go to agewiseliving.com and check out the Ultimate Caregiver Success System. So that's agewiseliving.com. And with that, we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Radio by George is a lifestyle program dedicated to improving the lives of listeners by focusing on the holistic growth of their mind, body, and spirit. Host Eddie George shares his life experiences as well as the experiences of his guest commentators and experts with the listening audience to focus them toward reaching their personal and professional goals. Tune in every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST to Radio by George on the Voice America channel and learn more from the life experiences of a man who went from being a somewhat unruly kid in the streets of Philadelphia to a retired professional athlete who has become a role model for not only young people, but for businessmen and women globally. Plan to spend your Monday afternoons with Eddie George and his empowering talk radio show, Radio by George. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. PST, right here on the Voice America channel.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. Do you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program? Call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. And I'm Barbara Friesner. And today we're talking with Lori Pollack-Kenlon. And she's giving us lots of great and fun and useful gift ideas for our aging parents. And before we went to break, Lori gave us some of more bizarre ideas. I'm still mulling over the idea of giving someone a casket, but there you go. However, as I promised, let's talk about some of the best gift ideas that you heard. So what are some really great gift ideas?
Some of my favorite ideas are not doodads or thingamajigs. I like ideas that are more service-oriented, so something that somehow helps the senior or your elderly parent's life, or something that's more experience-oriented. An example of an experience would be, say, a casino jaunt to Vegas or Vancouver. I know I live in Vancouver, BC, and my in-laws live in the next province over in Alberta. And they, about once a year, they come over to BC on, it's kind of a gambling jaunt. And they're not big gamblers at all. They spend maybe $20 a day in the casino. But they love just the experience of getting on the bus and all their hotel rooms are taken care of, all the food is taken care of, and they get to just go and experience a new city, a new place.
I think that's a great idea. I happen to love to gamble, although I don't do it very often. But I think that's a great idea, just to see the sights and to get out and either for them to go alone or for you to go with them and really make a time of it. I think that's a fun idea.
Yeah, and those jaunts are often very senior-oriented, so they're not going to take you to really expensive, ritzy places necessarily. You know, they're going to take you to places that seniors like to frequent. So that's an example of an experience to give someone. And a service, this is a really good example of a service, is to hire a personal secretary to visit your elderly parents, say, once a week. And that personal secretary will write letters or print emails or help your elderly parents send a birthday card or even run an errand. So basically, your personal secretary will go in and just take care of anything that your elderly parent needs.
Yeah, which is different from having somebody else write a letter for you. I mean, this would be somebody who presumably would be sitting there with you and you dictate to them and respond back to a letter and,
exactly.
You know, and I think it would be fun to have a personal secretary. My grandmother had one all of her life. She worked, and she had a personal secretary even when she stopped working. And I always envied her that, because it was just all this stuff that you have to fill out and do. It's like, here, you do it. All the insurance things, everything. Which, of course, a geriatric care manager can do that, too. But really, this is more of a personal secretary. I like that idea.
Yeah, especially because it can be harder to see when you're writing. It's hard sometimes to see exactly, to write small and within the lines, and to read as well can be difficult.
And also the handwriting. I know my mother's handwriting, as the older she got, the more, it was never all that good, but we got used to it. But the older she got, the less able she was to really write well, and then it was really unreadable.
Right, right. And then I think your mom probably, did you say is she still alive?
No.
No, she's gone. So she may have known that as well. Because some, you know, elderly parents are reluctant to actually write because they know that it can't be read and no one's going to understand. Or maybe their English isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine in Vancouver, she said, she's the one who gave me this idea. And this is a quote from her. She said, "We hired a young woman, Danielle, who had just completed a care aid program. When the family sent emails to my mom, Danielle printed them, and Mom dictated her reply for Danielle to email back. Mom loved it." And then my friend, her name is Maggie, she also told me that when her mom passed, Danielle refused to accept payment for the last months of working with Maggie's mom because the experience affected Danielle so much. Like, just being able to go and sit with an older lady and be part of the end of her life like that. I think she did it for the last year of Maggie's mom's life. It actually affected her so much and gave her so much that she didn't want payment for the last bit of it.
Wow, that's lovely.
Yeah, so it's not even just the good for your mom, but you can really enhance the personal secretary's life by doing it.
Wow,
and Maggie,
that's amazing.
And Maggie also said that her mom was very demanding of family members, so she would call a lot and she would need stuff all the time. And this service lightened the family members' load, and it also made them feel less guilty and less regretful that they didn't live closer to Maggie's mom. So it actually made the family, it really eased the burden on the family as well.
Wow. That's sweet. I like that. That's very nice. And anything that can bring people closer together at the end, I think, is really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And another idea is to dig out those shoeboxes of photos that we all have. You know, we have piles of photos. And one thing is to buy photo albums and then make a regular date with your elderly parents to go through all those shoeboxes and figure out which photos you want to keep and which photos you want to put in a scrapbook and which photos you want to put on the fridge and all those different things. And then that way you're spending time together, which is, of course, an experience, but you're also helping them declutter and get rid of all the photos that have been piling up for probably decades.
Yeah, and that, I think, is really, a couple of things that you said, I think, is really the key. One is to make a regular date. So often people will give, like, they'll just give them the binders and say, here, you do it, Mom. But here you make a regular date once a month, once a week, whatever, and sit down, and that way you can also label the pictures and also have an opportunity to talk about the experience. When did this happen? Where did this happen? Who did he belong to? And, you know, who are all these people and where do they fit in? Because that's one of the things that we have amazing photo albums. But they have names, and some of them, most of them have names. My parents were incredibly well organized, but I don't know who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think just really spending the time, it's not about the book as much as it is about the time and about the experience, as you said.
Yep. And if you can include your child in that, then that even makes it more special, because then you're passing along this information and the bonds amongst or between the generations. It's not just you and your parent, but it's you and your child and your parent, or your sister, or, you know, even your husband or your wife, or just including people and making it a scrapbook or a photo party is a really great way to spend time together.
Yeah, it really is, and it's much easier, even if you don't have an easy relationship with your parent, it's much easier to spend time together when you're focusing on a thing, like putting pictures together, rather than focusing on, you know, why don't you comb your hair? You know, so here you really have something to do. So you're focusing on that, and having other family members there not only shares the experience, but it also spreads out some of the relationship issues that might have been there as well. So I think that's a great idea, and I wish we had done that with my parents, because we don't know who the people are.
Yeah, you look at those photos and it's lost.
Yeah.
Which is sad. A related idea would be to hire someone to write your elderly parent's life history. So then there are people, and this is a very common service, where you hire a company or a person to go in and they'll tape record your elderly parent's life history, and then they'll write it up into a book. And you can even bind it and make beautiful books that represent, you know, the person's life, and then that can be handed down to the generations.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing. That's something, and also something else that you can do as far as the books are concerned. There's a website called Snapfish, and you can load your pictures, and apparently you can do it for free. My niece sends me pictures that when she and her husband take trips, and they take zillions of pictures, and then they put them up on Snapfish, and then they can send them out. And I think it's a free service, but she just took all of the wedding pictures that friends had given, and her husband went up onto Snapfish and paid to create a book that they gave to my niece's mother, my sister. But it was a beautiful book that he had created. So there are sources out there that you can do where you can really create some of these books yourselves, especially, you know, that in particular is for pictures. But I just think pictures are so important, because it's just something you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But I tell you what we're going to do right now is we're going to stop here for another short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living. And our guest today is Laurie Pollock Kenlon. And when we come back, she's going to give us lots more creative and useful holiday tips. Reminder that to read Laurie's quips and tips and read her great blog series, just Google quips and tips for achieving your goals, and it'll come right up. And that's quips and tips for achieving your goals. And just Google that, and there you'll have it. So with that, we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. Do you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program? Call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living, and I'm Barbara Friesner. And today we have a fun show because we're talking with Lori Pollack Kenlon, and she's giving us lots of great and very useful ideas for gifts for our aging parents, because it's important to give them things that they'll want, but also things that are not going to just add to the clutter of their house. And when we went on the break, you were giving us some more of the best gift ideas for seniors. So what are some other ones? Because these are fun.
Yeah, this one's a very interesting idea. It's it came from a friend of mine who's also a musician. So she's a singer and she plays the guitar. And her parents were very much into throwing parties. Like, they love to throw parties with live bands. But they can't do that anymore because they're older. Like, they're in their mid-80s and it's just too much. So what she says is she likes to hire a band to play at their house a few times a year. And Julie is my friend. She invites all of her parents' friends, and she hires a caterer, and she says this way her parents still feel like they're entertaining, and yet they don't have to do anything. And she says that this gives them back their power, because they love to entertain. When she was little, and even when she was an older adult, when they could, they would throw parties. But now, they just can't. So she lets them decide on things that doesn't stress them out, like the guest list and the color of the napkins, and she likes to have it at their place because they live in a rather large place still, and she just lets them have at her, and she just provides them the opportunity to be hosts again.
What a great idea. I wish somebody would do that for me, because I don't mind having the party. It's just doing all the, even finding a caterer and all the rest of that stuff. So that's a great idea.
I know. And she also says, make sure you hire a cleaner first, because the house may not even be that dirty, but sometimes it's reassuring to know that you don't have to worry that, you know, the downstairs bathroom, I don't know the last time I cleaned it,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. So she says, make sure you hire a cleaner. That's a nice thing to throw in.
I think that's a great idea. And also, you mentioned music, something else that a lot of people I know, I do, have old vinyl records. I have a huge collection of vinyl records, and my parents and grandparents did. They had, those, they were like plastic. I don't know what they were made out of. But anyway, they were 78 records. And so there are services out there where you can put those into iTunes and CDs and things like that. So to take things that you really don't listen to anymore and put them into a usable form so that your parents can listen to them, like if they're in assisted living or a nursing home or in their own home, but just don't have a big record player and stuff like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's one of the ideas that I didn't actually think of. I didn't actually do a lot of research on that, but it sounds really good. Another thing to do if your elderly parent is very lonely is to arrange regular visits to your parents with an online calendar. And Volunteer Spot, like, is an online website, so all you have to do is Google Volunteer Spot, and people can sign up to take turns bringing a meal once a week or once a month to your loved one, or offer a ride to the beauty parlor, or help around the house. So essentially, it's like an online schedule, an online visiting schedule. And that way, you don't have five people coming to visit Aunt Bertha on Monday, but you can know, okay, and then you can see, oh, Monday so-and-so is going to go visit Aunt Bertha, so I'm going to go on Friday. Or I'm going to go next week because it's already kind of booked up, or it looks like it's a little too busy this week.
That's a great idea, so long as you put yourself in there as well.
Right.
That's an important aspect, but that's a very good one, especially if you live at a distance.
Yes.
And can't get over there. I like that idea.
Yeah, right. And then your parents don't have to call for help. Like, if you know that someone's kind of going there regularly, then they'll be able to see if the snow needs shoveling or if something needs cleaning or if food needs to be bought.
Yeah, and it's such an important thing. I know that with all of the communities and towns and states and governments and everything having such trouble with money, and then a lot of organizations are too, there was a proposal here in New York City that Meals on Wheels, which delivers meals to the homebound seniors, and instead of bringing them every day, they were talking about bringing them once a week and just be able to put them in the freezer. But what they didn't remember or didn't know was that it is the personal connection. It is someone visiting them as much as it is the food.
Mm.
So it's really important. I like that suggestion because it really means that there's somebody who's going to spend some time with them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that is so important. Like, it's so important for your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, to have that human interaction, which kind of goes back to the personal secretary idea. Like, just knowing that someone's going to be there once a week that you can rely on is so good for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another idea is gift certificates. I am a huge fan of gift certificates. And elderly people don't always have a lot of money. And what we do every year is we give my in-laws a gift certificate to one of their favorite restaurants. And it's just a little coffee shop type restaurant. It's a very inexpensive place to eat. And if we give them a gift certificate for $50, they could eat there for probably three meals, which is, you know, like, that's three free meals for them. And they like it. Like, they love eating there. So I just love the idea of gift certificates. And there's so many different forms that gift certificates come in. Like, you can give a gift certificate for a taxi service, a taxi cab, which I think is brilliant, because if your elderly parent can get out and take the bus once in a while, but if it snows or if they happen to have a bad hip that day, they don't want to necessarily spend money on a cab. But if they have the gift certificate for a free taxi ride, then they will. They'll still be able to get out to the beauty parlor or the grocery store.
And that's a great idea, or car service, because it also means that if you are trying to wean your parent away from driving,
right,
and they say, well, you know, it's either drive or take a taxi, and I'm not going to take a taxi everywhere I go, if you give them this service, then it is something that they can feel good about doing.
Absolutely. And I know my in-laws like to spend New Year's Eve with another elderly couple of theirs, like friends of theirs, but they live on two opposite ends of the city. So last year it was too snowy and neither of them wanted to drive. Like, neither, usually they alternate homes where they mm-hmm. spend New Year's Eve. And they've been doing it for decades. But this last year they didn't want to drive because it was icy and snowy and cold, and neither of them wanted to spring for a taxi cab to go to the other person's place. And I thought this would have been perfect if we would have given them taxicab gift certificates and said, use it for New Year's Eve especially, because then you don't have to worry. You know, they can even use it for parties and stuff.
I like that, and especially the idea for New Year's Eve, because it's something where they can, if they can still get out, it gives them a way of getting out for a specific thing. You don't have to worry about them driving, and they can go and get to things, or even a car service for coming to your house for the holidays or something like that. I mean, you know, rather than having them drive, and not even a taxi, then maybe a limousine or, you know, something really fancy as well. They're just, I mean, depending on your finances, of course, but there are all kinds of sort of, there's a whole spread of things that you can do.
Absolutely, and it's really important to keep your elderly parents' perspective in mind, because a lot of our elderly parents grew up maybe in the Depression or with the Depression-type mentality where you don't want to just throw money around. So it's like, I know if we gave a limousine trip, a chauffeured limousine trip to my in-laws, they would be appalled. They would think it would be such a waste of money. But a taxi ride, they would still think it's extravagant, but they wouldn't, you know, like it wouldn't be as bad or as huge as giving them a limousine ride.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and other elderly parents would be fine with a limousine. Hey, great, I got a chauffeur, that's wonderful. But so you really have to keep in mind that you don't want to put your elderly parents in a situation that makes them feel awkward or uncomfortable or worried about money.
Yes, and other gift certificates, one for, you know, even just for someone to come and mow the lawn, and not just, okay, here's a gift certificate to pay for the kid to come mow the lawn, but here's a gift certificate for someone to mow the lawn, and they are coming every Tuesday.
Right.
From May to December, whatever. And so they, you know, it's not something where it's just automatically set up.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about calling. So if you give a homemade gift certificate, for instance, and you say to your grandparent, you know what, I'm going to mow the lawn for you anytime you want from now until next Christmas, then they may hesitate to call you and say, oh, we need them, you know, they don't want to call and ask for help necessarily. So if you, like you said, if you say, okay, I'm going to be there every second Saturday throughout the month of July and August or whatever, then they can rely on it and they don't have to ask for help.
Yes.
And with buying gift certificates, I just want to mention a few more places that you can buy gift certificates for elderly people. It's beauty salons is really good because people like to go get their hair done or dyed or styled or even washed. It can be difficult for some elderly parents to wash their own hair. So if they know they can go to the beauty salon once a week even, then they don't have to pay for it. So it might make them really happy.
And also a gift certificate to have someone go to your house to do it. So if they're not able to get out, somebody who's going to come and wash your hair, which there are people who do that.
Brilliant idea. Yep, there definitely are. Yep. And gas stations, if your parents drive, give them a gift certificate for a gas station or a grocery store or to the community center. Like often there are community centers in larger communities. In cities, and they have classes like water aquasize or yoga for seniors or tai chi or swimming. You know, like there's all sorts of different physical activities that they can do. So if you give them a gift certificate for a health or a community center, or not really a gym that, you know, like that younger people go to, but a health center, a community center, then they can go and take advantage of those opportunities to get physically fit and healthy.
And also there's sometimes, and I think that's a great idea, there are also sometimes when community centers, the senior center will charge a minimal amount for the meals, and this way you can give them, you know, a year's worth of meals that may only cost you $25, but it enables them, it encourages them to go on a regular basis. Tell you what, we're going to take another short break right now. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living, and our guest today is Lori Pollack Kenlon. And when we come back, more great gift ideas, and again to read Lori's quips and tips, and to read her great blog series, just Google Quips and Tips for Achieving Your Goals, and there it will be. I also want to remind you that if you or someone you know are dealing with elder care issues and just want a great holiday gift of someone telling you what to do and how to do it as it relates to elder care, I urge you to look at the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, and that's at agewiseliving.com. And with that, we will be right back.
News, opinion,
clear.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle. Whether it's basketball.
Off the glass.
Football.
Come on.
Golf. Racing. Or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. Into the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another? Don't you wish you had someplace to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. And I'm Barbara Friesner, and today is such a fun show. We are talking with Lori Pollack Kenlon, and she has been giving us so many great ideas and very useful ideas for our aging parents. And during the break, you mentioned that in addition to gift ideas, you also had some suggestions about rapping. So I would love to hear about the gift rapping as opposed to, you know, doing a rap song. But anyway.
Yes, I've written a couple of articles on creative gift wrap ideas. So instead of buying the glitzy paper, I really wanted to encourage people to use not just eco-friendly ways to wrap their gifts, but also inexpensive ways, because these ways to wrap gifts are cheaper and more fun and more creative. So one thing I love to do is dig out my old maps or calendars or comic books. Because in our car right now, we have probably 3 or 4 maps that are becoming useless because the creases are developing holes in them because of being opened and closed. But those maps are still useful for wrapping a present. And if you're giving your elderly parent a gift certificate, you can still put it in a box or you still can put it in something. You don't have to put it in a envelope and give the envelope to them, but you can actually put it inside a mandarin orange box, say, or a shoe box, and then wrap that inside of a map or a calendar. Like your 2009 calendar, you're not going to need, after this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? And sometimes these calendars are just gorgeous, those pictures.
And you know, that's really interesting because I get a lot of calendars in the mail. I'm a creature of habit, so I buy this calendar that I love, and so I get a lot of 2010 calendars. And they're pictures that left from the nature societies and stuff like that. So they're adorable pictures, and it's a shame to throw them out, but I'm not ever going to use them. And that is a great idea. I love that idea.
Yeah, and magazine pages as well is a very nice gift wrap. Because when you get the colorful magazine pages, then you can tape them together and use them. And they just look nice. They look really neat. And if you use newspaper, some newspapers come in different colors. Like here in Canada, the Financial Post is pink. It's a pink color. So
mm-hmm.
That's a really good one to use as gift wrap. Another thing to do is you could find exotic recycled paper. And I don't know if an elderly parent would, how they would feel about this, but there's this organization called Elipu. It's called Mr. Elipu. And they recycle Sri Lankan elephant dung into stationery crafts and wrapping paper. So all the dung of the elephants in Sri Lanka go towards making gift wrap paper for us. And then
I have not heard of that, but let me tell you, I actually got that gift as a gift for someone that you put into a plant, and then it, you know, you water the plant and it breaks down. So I actually have something made of elephant dung.
And that's a really good idea as well. Yeah, like the gift wrap that. Some come with seeds in them. It's paper that has, seeds inside them, and you can plant them. Another thing I love doing is using kids' art projects as holiday wrapping paper. Because, you know, kids bring home stuff all the time, and you put it on the fridge, and then what do you do with it? But if you save it throughout the year, all those art projects, you can use them as gift wrap for elderly people. And then they can also have the art project as well. Like, it depends, of course, how big the box is that you put the art project on, but sometimes you can even save or salvage the art project so that the elderly person can put it on their fridge.
And that's a great idea. One thing that I do, I do this especially with wedding gifts, but also if you know somebody who has a new home or just as a gift that you want to give, I buy white towels
mm-hmm.
and white, all different, you know, sizes of white towels, and then wrap the presents and wrap them up in gold ribbon. And so then it's a beautiful package, but when they open it up, they have that. It very, 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 very quickly, when trying to come up with really good gifts for a senior, what should the giver keep in mind?
Make sure that it's something that's simple. Like, you don't want to get too elaborate because elderly people, depending on the person, might be overwhelmed with something that has a lot of gadgets or is just too complicated. And also make sure that you take their special interests or situation in mind, similar to what I said about hiring a limousine. I mean, if you know that they're very frugal, then don't give them something like gift certificates to a really expensive 5-star restaurant or a 5-star hotel or a 5-star vacation, because they're not going to enjoy that. So make sure that you really take their interests and their situation and their mindset in mind.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most important thing, and that is that a lot of times we want to do, and it, just as I do with a limousine, oh, wouldn't that be fun? Well, no, you're absolutely right. No, that probably would not be fun for them. I have to say, I'm so sorry that that's all the time we have today, and I know the time went really fast. And I want to thank my guest, Lori Pollack-Kenlin. And I want to remind you that to read Lori's quips and tips and her great blog, just go to Google and Google quips and tips for achieving your goals, and it will come right back. I also want to remind you that if you or someone you know is dealing with elder care issues, and a perfect gift for them for the holidays would be helping them to know what to do and how to do it to help their parents and help their parents willingly do what is in their best interest. I really urge you to check out the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, and it's on sale, so that's great. While you're there at agewiseliving.com, I also, if you have a loved one with dementia or simple forgetfulness, I have a CD called Is It Simple Forgetfulness or The Real Thing, and it's a great CD. It's very practical, lots of really good tips on it. So again, that's agewiseliving.com. Now, you may have noticed that we ended a little early today because I wanted to let you know that this is the last AgeWise Living show. And it has been absolutely wonderful being with you every Tuesday morning for the past 6 months, and I'm really sad to say goodbye. But the fact is that I'm doing a lot more traveling, and as I do more and more traveling to go with speaking engagements around the country, unfortunately I'm finding that my schedule is just not permitting it anymore. So it's really sad, but that doesn't mean that I just, you know, walk off into the sunset and disappear. You can still turn to AgeWise Living, my company AgeWise Living, which is at agewiseliving.com, for all of the elder care information you need. And I will still be publishing my free weekly newsletter that is packed with lots and lots of great information, including updates about where you can see me speaking live and where you can see me on teleseminars and podcasts. And if you want to listen to the past AgeWise Living radio shows, because they're archived right here on the Variety Channel at Voice America, as well as on my website, you can still listen to me. So I just want to thank you all for joining me these past 6 months. It really has been great, and I hope you got lots and lots of great information that's made your life easier and less stressful and happier. I had a great time, and I want to thank you all so much for listening. So this is your most appreciative host, Barbara Friesner, saying have a terrific holiday season, a wonderful and abundant 2010, and carpe diem, seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.